Did your father talk about the war?
Not a lot, no, but he did scream at night sometimes, you know, thinking about it. Mm.
Yeah.
He did tell us some things. Daddy told us about when he was seriously wounded time, and he was left in a trench, the British had retreated, and Daddy was left in this, not in a trench, in no man's land. He was lying in a shell hole, that's right, in no man's land, and he couldn't move because he'd been injured in his back. And he'd be there about 24 hours, and then a stretcher party came round to pick up the bodies, and they said, oh, this chap's dead, when they came to Daddy, and he just managed to give a groan. They said, my God, he's not dead, and picked him up, saved his life.
Gosh.
That's amazing. I'm not sure what the injury was, but something in his back, he had to go back to England, had a blight, it's called a blight if you could go back to England to hospital. But he also went back into the war again, so he must have got quite better from that, because he was back in the army again.